You are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I am Jeff Garcia, and this is Locked On Spurs. Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Spurs on the Locked On Podcast Network. The San Antonio Spurs, they're off to a 500 start. They're 2-2. And already, after just four games, there's a few Spurs fans that are ready to jump off the ledge, hit the panic button, whatever cliche you want to throw at me, that's what they're doing right now. Yeah, I know it's a little hard to swallow that idea. I've seen people on social media, Spurs fans, that is, say they're pre-concerned, that now it's time to be concerned. Season's over just after four games. That's exactly what we're going to talk about today on this episode of Locked On Spurs. To come off the ledge, Spurs fans, that those fans that are already calling it a season, they need to take a deep breath, relax, and realize this team's only going to get better. So let's go and bring on my guest, Joe Garcia, Two Shots Podcast. Joe, welcome back to Locked On Spurs, and do I need to pull you off the ledge too?
Nah, I'm fine, man. We're not even seven games into the season yet, and people are ready to come off the ledge. Now, y'all need to step back from the ledge.
Yeah, exactly. Look, I get it. The last game versus Indiana was not pleasant to watch if you're a Spurs fan. Basically, the Pacers just throttled San Antonio. It was just not a contest from the get-go. You pick a category or pick a quarter, you know, the Spurs look like you-know-what. Giving up 30-plus points in that second quarter, letting Victor Oladipo get to the rim, DeMar DeRozan off his game. He had 18 points, which normally that would have been great for any NBA player or good game, but for him, you know, that's pedestrian for him. So, you know, that game pretty much catapulted a lot of Spurs fans into thinking that, oh, my God, the sky is falling. But, Joe, I'm going to let you have the first crack at this. Tell me why Spurs fans that are on the ledge need to come back off a bit, take a deep breath, and take a seat, and let the season play out.
Well, for one, I mean, how many faces do we have on this team that are new? You know, that's one of the reasons why you need to come off the ledge, because this Spurs team is a completely revamped team. There's only two people on this team from the 2014 NBA championship, and that's Marco Bellinelli and Patty Mills. Everybody else, these are new faces that are on the team. You know, and it's going to take a little bit of time for the team to gel. They need to build their chemistry. And right now, they're just trying to work things out. They're out there. They're playing. They're looking good on offense. It's just, you know, they need some time to develop this cohesiveness on the defensive end. And that'll come, I'm sure, at some point. It's like DeMar DeRozan had said. The defense will catch up to the offense, and things will even out. We just got to be patient.
Yeah, you're right. Look, it's my thing is that it's still a very young season. Only for the Spurs, four games in. That's it. You cannot really judge a team and how they're going to look come the postseason stretch, or, you know, the regular season stretch to the postseason. That's what I mean by that. It's just too soon. Joe, you brought up a good point. The new faces. This roster was completely overhauled in the offseason. We all know who left. We all know who got traded. We all know who came into San Antonio. I don't need to rehash that. Everybody knows that already. This is a brand new team. Chemistry still not set. Familiarity still not set. The playbook with the new guys, you know, they're still not set. I saw a couple times during the Indiana loss where the Spurs looked off. They looked, you know, like, where are you going? You're supposed to be over here. No, you go over here. I saw Patty Mills instructing some of the newer Spurs, you know, no, you go over here. So that's going to come time. The problem is, Joe, is, you know, I think a lot was heaped on this team, especially on Spurs fans, saying, oh, how much defense went out the door. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say the defense is great. It's not. It's horrific. You want to look at some numbers right now. You know, they're giving up over 120-plus points per game. I think it's about 123, 24, maybe 28. So basically it's bad, okay? And you look at their offense, and everything right now is leaning on their offense, Joe. If DeMar is not scoring 25 or more, or if LaMarcus is not 25 or more, then the Spurs are in trouble, as we saw yesterday or a couple of days ago in the Pacers game. Joe, talk about this. Why else do you think the defense is looking shoddy right now? Why do you think Spurs fans are just focusing on that when there's plenty of other areas that this team needs to be looking at?
Because defense has been a staple here for the San Antonio Spurs, in particular the San Antonio Spurs, especially under the reign of Coach Popovich. However, the league has evolved. It's changed. It hasn't remained the same. Right now in today's NBA, the focus is on offense. And it's not just the Spurs that are kind of, you know, missing a beat here on the defensive end. It's everybody in the NBA, to be honest. You know, so it's more of an offensive-minded league now. Everybody wants to see the fast game. They want to see, you know, the team scoring high points, because if it's methodical the way it was back in the early 2000s and the 90s, people are going to fall asleep and they're going to tune out because it was more of a defensive game. You had your traditional big men. Things have changed and evolved now. It's not that same type of game anymore. Things are a lot faster. They're a lot more exciting now. So everybody in the NBA, all teams, have to evolve with that. And one of those things that's going to take a hit is going to be defense. We just got to get used to this. And it's not just the Spurs, as I stated. It's everybody in the league. There's not going to really be these teams that are going to lock you down. They're going to be teams that play good enough defense to get the win, but it's not going to be the way it was in the past.
No, it's definitely not. It is a new age in the NBA, and the Spurs are going to have to get accustomed to that or adjust to the new era. Basically, it's more three-pointers, freedom of movement. You know, you can't, you know, defense all across the board in the NBA is taking a big hit. You're seeing scores well over 100 points between both teams. I think Denver is like the only team that's really bringing some sort of defense in this new era of the NBA. You know, can I get it? You know, right now the Spurs plus minus right now is not looking good. Joe, on the last show that we did together, we talked about how that plus minus was only at a 2.7. You know, hey, it's not too bad. But after the loss now to Indiana, it's now grown to a minus 7. Which is not good. You know, you want to see that start shrinking. Now, a lot of fans, sports critics are going to point to the fact that, well, look who's at the perimeter right now. That's Bryn Forbes, Patty Mills, look who's in the middle. Pau Gasol, you know, what more can Pau Gasol do? He's old, he can't know a lot of movement, he needs to go. We all know what Bryn Forbes can do offensively, but defensively he's sure giving it the Crawley's try, but it's still not the same as maybe a DeJounte Murray or possibly a Derek White when he gets back. Joe, is it simply just that? Is it just simply that the Spurs' perimeter defense, is that lacking? Or is it more of a team defense issue?
I think what a lot of us are doing, even you, even me, I'm guilty of it. We kind of single out players. You know, we're saying, you know, hey, we're missing Kawhi, we're missing Danny, we're missing Slo-Mo. And then we compare who we have on the team now. Oh, we have a Bryn Forbes who's starting, and he's not very good on defense. And then we try to single out DeMar or LaMarcus or, you know, Dante Cunningham that's starting, you know. And we look at Pau Gasol, and, you know, we have the tendency to look at the team as individual players. But basically what's happening is the overall team defense, meaning the effort that the team is putting in on the defensive end, hasn't been very good. That's the problem with the Spurs.
Yeah, I think everybody knows that, you know, the Spurs are giving up a lot more points than they are scoring. That's obvious. But you look at some numbers to dig deeper into is, you know, they're giving up close to around 40% three-point percentage from the opposing teams. That's not good. You know, the three-point defense is bad. They've been really good, though, at preserving the ball. However, Joe, we saw in the Indiana loss, they had 10-plus turnovers, leading to 10-plus points for Indiana. It was just not a good game all around. Now, Joe, let me ask you this. Was that Indiana loss just one of those games that every team is going to have? Or do you think there is maybe some concern? I'm not going to say panic button. I'm not going to say jumping off the ledge. I'm just saying more like, to make you take a little bit of a pause and be like, okay, maybe there's something here. Or like I said, is it just one of those games?
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, the Spurs came out, and let's be honest, they just finished coming off of a game where they went into overtime against the Lakers, and it was a high-scoring affair. You know, they barely squeaked out a win. I think it was 143 to 142. Now they're coming in against the lowly Indiana Pacers, which I got to say, their front court, it looked pretty darn good. And they were swarming the team on both ends, not just on defense, but on offense.
Man, they were
as
just
well.
They were just hot shooting for most of the game. Yeah.
They were hot. And they were hot as a team collectively. It's like where one person was lacking, another person would take their place. Now, that's what the Spurs kind of have to do. They just haven't gotten to that level yet because, again, they need it, you know, gel. They need some time to get used to each other. But it does give you some pause for concern, meaning are we going to be seeing the start of inconsistency? You know, one night the Spurs are going to look stellar. The next night they're going to come out and they're tired with low energy and they're just going to drop a game again. You know, I mean, are we going to see a win one, lose one kind of scenario? I got to say, that's what concerns me about, you know, this kind of sluggish start right now, this early in the season. It's consistency. You got to grind it out. Even if you don't feel it, you don't have the energy, you have to find ways to win. And one of those things that you have to fall back on is defense. The Spurs have to have that as a staple when your shot's not falling, because right now, Jeff, we saw against Portland and we saw against Indiana, if the Spurs fall behind by double digits, they're just not very good on the defensive end to come back from that deficit.
I'm glad you brought up the key word defense there. After the game versus the Pacers, Popovich was asked by reporters, you know, about the defense. And here's what Pop had to say, quote, "We're defensively challenged, so to speak. Until we figure it out, there are a lot of habits that have to be formed. We have to find out what groups do it best. So it'll take time, but we are a willing group." Joe, the effort is there. Popovich is acknowledging it. You know, they're a willing group. They want to get better. But he says something very key there. They're not the same defensive team as they were before. Is this a season where Spurs fans, you, me, just have to realize those days are gone in San Antonio? If they're going to contend in this new era, they're going to have to put up points, Joe.
Yeah, they're very capable of putting up points, but I think Popovich said
that we know. Yes, we know. They can put up points. 143 points, Joe. Remember that game? I remember that game
vividly. I stayed awake. I remember you stayed awake, too, to watch that game.
Yeah.
It was way past our bedtime. But
Popovich
said something that was key in that statement. The Spurs are defensively challenged. He acknowledged what all the Spurs fans had already been hinting at, what they're seeing. I think what he's kind of saying is just get used to this. You know, this is who we are right now, and there's no really easy way to fix this. You're going to have to embrace this new team, and they might not be very good on defense, but that's okay. You're still going to have to live with what they give you every single night, and I think that's what Popovich is kind of hinting at. We're not very good on defense, but we're going to have our moments. We're going to have our nights this season, and we're going to, at the end of the day, as I stated, there might be a 47-win team again. But is 47 wins good enough to get you into the playoffs? Who knows?
Yep.
Look at the Rockets. They're 1-3. The Spurs are still in the mix. I think they're second right behind the Pelicans right now. And they're right there with the Memphis. So, I mean, it's early in the season.
Yeah. Yeah, things will shake out as the season goes on. As Joe mentioned, you know, it is very early in the season. But Joe and I, we're going to take our first break. When we get back, we're going to have to hear what DeMar DeRozan had to say about the Spurs on the defensive end and whether or not there is concern. So hang on tight. Okay, we are back, and I'm joined by Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Two Shots Podcast. Joe, before the break, we talked about what Popovich had to say about issues, specifically the defensive end. Now, DeMar DeRozan chimed in on that topic following the loss to the Pacers. He told reporters regarding the team's defensive performance, he said that, quote, it's a communication thing is what he said. Understanding spots, understanding tendencies, understanding terminology, you know, it's kind of a little bit of everything. It's a new group. We still haven't gotten rolling offensively, wow, but like we want defensively as well. So once you get those two things clicking, we're going to be all right. Joe, it sounds to me that DeMar is pretty much chill about this right now. He's saying, look, everybody, communication's not there yet. It's a new group, as he said. But what's encouraging is he's saying that they're willing to get there, that they want to get there. If the coach and the players are saying that, Joe, how does that bode for the Spurs' future?
It's a work in progress is what he's kind of saying, you know, in layman's terms. It's a work in progress. We might not be all that great this year, but it doesn't mean that we're not going to be better in maybe 2 to 3 years from now. You know, I think that's what he's kind of hinting at. It's going to take some time for this team to get used to each other. And not only that, but for some of these younger players to kind of flourish in this system and, you know, evolve. Right now, he's right. This is a new team. These are new faces. I mean, he's not worried about it because he knows that he has to be patient. You know, you can't have the Spurs just flip a switch. They're not that team anymore. You know, they have all these young players. Some of them are injured. We don't have a DeJounte Murray. We don't have a Derek White. And we don't have a Lonnie Walker. You know, so we're thin at the point guard position right now, early to start the season. And I think DeMar DeRozan knows that. And what he's saying is, you know, when the people return back, as Derek White will come back, Lonnie Walker will come back at some, you know, juncture this season, things will start to settle down. The scoring, I think, is going to be a little bit more balanced. Right now, you have the usual suspects every night because they're injured, you know. But once people return back to their normal positions, things will be a little bit more balanced. And I think the Spurs defense will pick up because of that. So he's just saying, be patient, Spurs fans.
Yeah, exactly. Look, and even when Walker and White do come back, you know, it's still going to need time for them to get back into game shape. To get their legs under them, you know, refamiliarize themselves with their teammates. So even then, it's going to take time. Patience is going to be in tall order right now. And I think, Gio, you and I talked about this in the preseason, that that's one of our keys to the season is patience early on. They're going to do bad things. They're going to mess up. They're going to miss the defensive assignments. They're going to look horrible. But give it time. Now, Joe, you know, you look at some other ugly numbers that you don't want to look at, you know, if you're a Spurs fan. But right now, the Spurs are dead last in pace at 99. That's not good. They gotta pick up the game a little bit more if they want to stay in the hunt in this NBA, or let alone the West. I mentioned about the three-point percentage for opposing teams. It's really high. It's above 40. That's got to come down. But it's not all doom and gloom. So let's go to talk about some of the positives now. Why Spurs fans should come off that ledge, at least those few that are already looking at jumping over the cliff. As we stated before, in the last podcast, they were number one in assist to turnover ratio. They dipped to 2, but simply because of the performance versus Indiana. Still good. They're the second best assist to turnover ratio team in the league. They lead the league right now in just minimizing turnovers. They're number one at 10. You know, so they're valuing the ball. You like to see that. Joe, you mentioned this in the last show, three-point percentage. The Spurs are second in the NBA in three-point percentage right now. They're connecting on their long ball. They're knocking down those deep shots, which keeping defenses honest and letting guys like Rudy Gay and Gasol and Aldridge to work the paint. Joe, do those three give you some sign of life? Does that give you some hope as the season moves on?
Yeah, it does for sure, because that shows you that the Spurs are a very good shooting team. They're quite capable of any given night of putting up some big numbers on the offensive end. You can take that away as a big plus, because what happened last year? We were lacking in the offensive department, and it was not even close. There was a big discrepancy there. Now things have gotten a lot better. So Spurs fans, be patient. Your team can shoot. Now the defense will catch up at some juncture. So it's going to take a little bit of patience on our end, I think. And I think that's something that Spurs fans aren't used to. I know I'm not used to it, but we analyze the game. So that's something we're going to have to live with, whether we like it or not.
Yeah, and look, it's weird for me to say that. I thought I'd never say this covering the Spurs. This is not your father's Spurs team anymore. The big three is gone. That defense first is gone. You know, those are the days that, you know, the Spurs heyday when, you know, I was younger and I remember the glory days of San Antonio. Not to say they're over, but those super mega golden glory days, they are over, you know, and it's a new chapter in San Antonio. And when it comes a new chapter, you're going to have to get used to one another. No more Tim Duncan, no more Tony Parker, no more Monta Ginobili. That's over with. These guys are trying to start their own name. They're trying to start their own locker room. They're trying to start their own path. And that takes time. It's not going to happen overnight. As I say, Rome wasn't built overnight. Now, if they're playing like this and we're already 2-3 months into the season, more than what we are now, then okay, yeah, maybe there's some issue there. But as of right now, it's just 4 games. Okay, this could have been just one of those games. I like to think, and I'm going to give the Spurs a benefit of the doubt here, that it was just one of those games that every team is going to have. Why? They just came off a grueling overtime game versus L.A. Then they had to travel from L.A. to San Antonio. The time difference is huge. You know, they called off practice before the Pacers game, but I think that was just really taxing on them. And also, too, I'm not going to really get too worried because you mentioned something very key, Joe. Houston is underperforming right now. The Lakers got off to a 0-3 start. You know, so it's not just the Spurs that are looking shaky right now. It's other teams, too, and teams that were thought of to come out of the gates strong, and they really haven't. Joe, your final thoughts before we go into our next break.
Final thoughts are the Spurs are going to be who they are right now. They're still kind of looking for their identity. I picked the Spurs to finish the month of October and maybe even possibly going into October as being a 500 team. You know, notoriously, the Spurs are not going to get better or gel until the month of December, January, right before the rodeo road trip. So once again, Spurs fans, be patient. Your team will get better, but it's not going to be instantly.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so Joe and I, we're going to take our next and final break. When we get back, we're going to wrap it up and give our final thoughts on whether or not the panic button should be pressed or not. So stay tight. Okay, we are back, and Joe, just going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs. You've seen it in social media. You know, that's the whole point of this show. You know, why Spurs fans shouldn't come off the ledge. Look, DeMar is doing his best right now. He started off the season, his new chapter in his NBA life, strong. We all know the points he put up. He's also dishing out the ball. We love that. LaMarcus Aldridge, he's finding his groove. And surprisingly, you know, there are some, you know, unsung heroes right now on this squad. I think Davis Bertans doesn't get enough credit. I think Marco Bellinelli doesn't get enough credit for, in knocking down the long ball. Joe, if you had a group of Spurs fans and they're all were naysayers right now, what would you tell them right now?
Quit being naysayers. Enjoy the season. We waited a long time for Spurs basketball to return, and we're complaining about the team. Stop complaining and enjoy the games, you know? We can complain when the season's over, but right now, let's just enjoy what's happening right now. It's the changing of the guard. We're gonna see some new players coming into their own this season. So regardless of what happens, embrace it, enjoy it, and watch your team grow and develop.
This is a new era in San Antonio. This is what I would tell them, and that new era is gonna have growing pains, and these are the growing pains. You're seeing them right now. It's way too early to start hitting the panic button. It's way too early to be concerned. If Popovich can say what he say and saying that, hey, it's a work in progress, as Joe, as you said, and DeMar DeRozan chime in and say things like, hey, you know, we're still trying to get familiar with one another. Chemistry is a little off. We were unfamiliar. It's a brand new roster. You know, that should bode well, and that should instill confidence in fans. One, that they're acknowledging that there is a problem. I think it'd be worse if they're sitting there at post-game or pre-game saying, what are you talking about? We're fine. No, I think I like the fact that they're acknowledging it. I like the fact that you have guys like DeRozan saying, like, we're not really there yet, you know, and we'll get there. Even throwing your favorite Spur, Bryn Forbes, Joe, what he had to say following the loss, you know, specifically the defensive end. He said, quote, "I think we have to be on the same page. There's still a lot of new guys. It's going to take a little time, but I think we have everybody giving effort. It's just going to be a little more studying film and things like that. We've been working on it. Just give it a little bit more time." I couldn't sum it up any better than Bryn did right now. Just give it time, Spurs fans. All right. So Joe and I, we're done talking. We want to hear what you have to say. Are you on camp panic? Are you on camp, hey, the season just begun, give it time? Let me know. Follow me on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone, or email me at jeffgarcia74@gmail.com. Joe, he's going to tell you everything you need to know about Two Shots Podcast, including its birth. I think you're making it bigger and better soon, right? And hopefully, I'm waiting for the day you launch it, Joe.
Yeah, I'm making it bigger and better. There's good things to come, but I'm going to give the fans a little bit of an extra bite. I have a new nickname for Bryn Forbes. His new nickname, and it's been coined by me, he's called Barbecue. And that's because he gets absolutely cooked on the defensive end by the opposing teams under the rim.
You just couldn't resist, Joe. You had to throw in one little shot. Look, I applaud Bryn for scoring. He's one of the you know, better scorers for the squad, and I'm good. I give him a pat on the back. There we go. For his defensive efforts, it's not Danny Green or DeJounte, but hey, you know, he's doing what he can, so I give him a tip of the hat. But Joe, you just had to throw it in there, didn't you?
One last jab, man. I'm going to go get me a Bryn Forbes jersey, and I'm going to put Barbecue on the back.
Oh, no, don't go there. Don't start it. Don't take it to that level yet, Joe. All right, I think we need to hit the eject button here. I think I'm going to hit my panic button right now before Joe starts going off on Bryn Forbes. So for Joe Garcia, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.